Almost New by Michael Bailey. I held a fortune, enough to buy a house, a big house, in my hands, these hands. For a few minutes, it was almost mine. I could weep. It was in the Town Hall Tuesday Antiques Fair. Well, they call it antiques, but it's more of a bric-a-brac market. Old books, pottery and glass and jewellery. Well, not so old, but not new. I was in for a nose around and I noticed this picture. It was behind dirty glass in a scruffy frame. The glass was cracked right across the middle. It gave me quite a jolt, but I didn't pick it up immediately because I didn't want to draw attention to myself. I wanted time to think. The drawing looked very fine. I mean, confident and precise lines drawn in single strokes, and the hand was instantly recognisable. Could it really be? When I say hand, I mean that the drawn hand was so distinctive that it shouted out the drawing hand of the artist. Long, thin fingers with bulging knuckles, each splayed finger separated from the next by a flat U-shape like the profile of a coffee mug, not by the V you or I might draw. The fingernails were gloriously shaped. I knew, I was sure this was his work and not a copy, even though there was no signature. It was from 1909 or 1910, the early artistic years of his all too brief life. I held my breath and looked away, unable to believe my luck. A 20th century master, right here, for a few pounds. As casually as I could, I wandered round the rest of the poultry stalls, picking up this piece of silver-plated tat, turning over that grubby plate, until I could bear to look again. At second look, it was even more difficult to remain calm. I could feel my hand tremble as I reached out to shift the brash, ugly stone that blocked access to the picture frame. The stone was heavy, some sort of marble with a freshly cut relief of a religious scene, a ridiculous reproduction of Byzantine style. I'd seen enough of these when I lived in Jerusalem, where they turned them out by the lorry load to sell to tourists. I turned it face down and leaned across to lift the picture as casually as I could. I blew on the cracked glass to remove some of the dust and smeared a dirty surface with the palm of my hand, wiping an arc of glass slightly cleaner. A short glance, turning the frame this way and that, confirmed to me that this was not a print. The pencil line was real pencil, the wash of gouache real paint, nearly 100 years old. I turned down the corners of my mouth, propped the picture back against the wall, and wiped my hands ostentatiously on my outdoor coat in a show of removing the grime transferred by the brief contact with the dirty picture. Next, I lifted the fresh stone relief back into place, pushing it even closer to the picture. I avoided making any eye contact with the old lady who was minding the stall. It wasn't hard to do as she sat slumped over her knitting with her thermos of tea and a Tupperware bowl of cakes at her elbow. I didn't want to look too interested. I didn't want to look interested at all. Well, you don't, do you? I fumbled in my pockets and realised that, stupidly, I'd come out without any money. My wallet was back at home, less than 5 minutes away. I went out into the high street, quickening my pace as I got nearer to home, but keeping my calm. I needn't have bothered. As soon as I got through the door, a storm of hysteria hit me. My aged mother was screaming and crying, standing in the middle of the living room, waving her walking stick like a flail in front of her. "A rat! A rat!" she screamed. "The cat brought a rat in and dropped it, and now it's under the bookcase. Get it out! Get it out!" I had to calm her down, unblock the hollow base with the bookcase that she'd barricaded with heavy Bibles, open the back door and use her walking stick to chase the rat from its hiding place and out into the garden. That took some time, and once done, I had to make her tea to calm her down and clear up the mess from the vase of flowers that she'd knocked to the ground and smashed in her panic. I didn't run back to the town hall with my wallet. I walked. When I got there, the stall was gone and the place where the pitcher had been propped was empty. I was so upset my throat burned with acid indigestion, so badly I choked. I almost cried. Never mind, I told myself. The antique fair is here every week. The next week, the stall wasn't there. I asked one of the other stall holders, a chap in a baggy cardigan, why the old lady, with her table of bits and bobs, wasn't there. Oh, he said, hadn't I heard? She died of a heart attack. Well, it was the shock, he explained, the shock when she saw something she'd sold reported on the news the next day. Headline news, because it had been worth a fortune. More than £1 million, he said. I had a vague recollection of something in the news a few days ago, but I'd been busy with my mother and another of her crises and hadn't taken any notice. It was a carving of Christ from the 1st century, he said. 2,000 years old, yet so well preserved, it looked brand new.